This is guidance for a body scan practice. So you can do this practice either sitting up or lying down on the bed, on the floor, maybe on a blanket or a mat. And you can lie on your back either with your legs out straight or with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, whichever feels most comfortable for you. And then your hands either laid out at your side or maybe rested on the belly. Again, just looking at what's most comfortable for you. And as far as possible, making sure you're not going to be disturbed for this practice. So just turning your phone onto silent for 10 minutes. Making sure that you're not going to have any little brothers or sisters disturbing you. And then beginning by either closing the eyes or lowering the gaze so that you don't get distracted by things around you. And you can turn your focus inwards a bit. Just taking a moment to check how you're doing. How are you feeling right now? What kind of mood's around for you today? How are you feeling in your body? Are you feeling tense or relaxed, tired? What are your energy levels like? And what are things feeling like in your mind today? If you've got busy, racing thoughts, worried thoughts, calm thoughts, maybe no thoughts, just checking how you're doing. And then bringing your awareness down to the points of contact between your body and either the chair or the floor or bed. So really feeling the contact between your body and whatever your body's resting on. Feeling the pressure of the body sinking downwards. Allowing your body to be supported, so not needing to hold on to the body, to hold yourself up, just allowing yourself to let go, to simply be. And then starting to notice your breathing. So we breathe all the time, but often we're not aware of the breathing. So now I'm inviting you to just bring your awareness to the breathing, to the movements in your body that allow this breathing process to take place. So maybe noticing some movements of the air around the nostrils, around the nose. Noticing the temperature of the air as it comes in and out. Maybe feeling movements in the chest. So rising and a falling motion with the in-breath and the out-breath. And maybe feeling some movements in the belly. So you might feel a swelling and a moving outwards on the in-breath. And then a kind of falling back on the out-breath. So really bringing your awareness into these areas, just really feeling the breath. So not thinking about it, but really experiencing the movements. And if your mind starts to get busy thinking about what's come before for you today or what's coming afterwards or wherever your mind tends to go, each time you notice that your mind has drifted away, you can choose to simply bring it back into the body. So gently but firmly escorting the awareness back into the body. Simply rest the awareness in noticing the movements of the breath. Maybe placing a hand on the body if this helps in the place where you feel the breath most clearly to really help you feel these movements, maybe on the belly or the chest. In the place where you feel the breath most clearly, we could think of this as being your anchor place for this practice. So if you become very lost in thought or difficult feelings, or if you get really sleepy and you're wanting to stabilize your awareness, bring yourself back, then you, at any point during this practice, you could just spend a couple of breaths with your awareness in one place in the body where you feel the breath most clearly. So now I'm going to invite you to move your awareness with the breath in the background, but moving the awareness down your legs, down into your feet, and down to your toes. So just feeling what's around in your toes at the moment. What kind of sensations can you feel? Maybe feeling the touch of toes against each other. Maybe noticing the touch of your socks or a blanket against your toes. Maybe you can't feel anything in your toes right now, so that's fine as well. We're just allowing our awareness to hang out in our toes so we can just notice what's there. Training the awareness to come into the body. Just noticing. And then moving to the soles of the feet. What can you feel in the soles of your feet right now? Maybe a buzzing or a tingling, a coolness, a warmth. Just again, just noticing, what can I feel in the soles of my feet? And then moving over to the tops of the feet. How do you know what the shape of the tops of the feet are? What are those little signals that you're getting from the body that let you know where the outline of the tops of your feet are? So allowing your awareness to rest in the tops of the feet, just noticing what you can feel. If your mind drifts away, that's fine. So each time you notice that the mind's drifted, this is a moment of mindfulness and awareness of where the mind is. And each time you get a choice, either to go with the thinking or the dreaminess, or to bring yourself back, bring the awareness back into the body, into the tops of the feet. And now moving up to the ankles and the lower legs, allowing the awareness to explore around the lower legs, feeling sensations from the calves at the back, the bony shins at the front. And then moving up to the knees, noticing the shape of the knees, the temperature of the knees, feeling the knees from the inside. And then moving up to the upper legs. Maybe feeling the pressure of the body going down through the upper legs. Noticing the shape of the upper legs. And then expanding your awareness to include the whole of both legs and the feet and the toes. So having a sense of the whole of the lower body, the outline of the lower body. And if this works for you, maybe imagining that your legs are hollow, so on the in-breath, the air comes right down into the legs, into the feet and toes, and then on the out-breath, the air is released. So just seeing if this works for you. Feeling sensations coming from the whole of your legs and feet and toes. And then moving up to your back. Feeling sensations coming from the lower back and the pelvic area. And then the upper back. Maybe noticing movements in the back as you breathe in and you breathe out. And then coming round the sides of the body and into the belly. So feeling sensations in the abdominal area. Maybe feeling a slight expansion and contraction as you breathe in and you breathe out. Maybe feeling some movements from digestion. Noticing whether there's any tension in the belly. Noticing whether any judgments or thoughts come up as you place your awareness within the belly. And as best you can, just allowing these to come and go. Keeping the awareness within the body. Thoughts will come at times, that's what our minds do. And each time we can bring our awareness back into the body, back into the belly. And then moving up to the chest. Feeling the movements in the chest. feeling the movements of clothing against the chest as we breathe in and we breathe out. And then moving the awareness over the shoulders, down the arms and into the hands. Noticing the positioning of the fingers. So without looking, how do you know where your fingers are? How do you know where your hands are? Really listening to those subtle signals we get from the body. Being receptive to those signals. Feeling the temperature of the hands. Any dryness, any moisture in the palms. And then moving to the lower arms, the elbows, the upper arms. Just noticing what you can feel in your arms. And then moving to the top of your shoulders. And then expanding the awareness again, this time to include the whole of your upper body. So feeling all the sensations coming from your chest, your back, your arms, your hands. Noticing the whole of the upper body breathing, movements of the breath. And then letting go of the upper body and moving the awareness up the neck. So exploring sensations coming from the back of the neck, the front of the neck, and then from the back of the head, the top of the head, and moving the awareness over onto the forehead. So just noticing any tension in the forehead, noticing the temperature of the forehead, noticing sensations coming from around the eyes, and the eyebrows, the eyelashes, the backs of the eyes. And moving down to the cheeks, the jaw, the ears. Noticing sensations coming from inside the mouth. So noticing any dryness or moisture, maybe any taste sensations that are lingering there. And then moving down to the chin. And now expanding your awareness to include the whole of your body. So the head, the shoulders, the neck, the torso, the arms, the hands, the back, the pelvic area, the legs, the feet, the toes. Having a sense of the wholeness of the body. Noticing the outline of the body. Maybe having a sense of this whole body breathing. Spending a few moments allowing yourself to be in this way, so not needing to do anything else, not needing to think, not needing to plan. Just being here, breathing, feeling sensations coming from the whole body, noticing the touch of clothing against skin, air against the face. And then as we come to the end of this practice, feeling the contact again between the body and the chair or the floor or the bed. Feeling the weight of the body. Taking a couple of deeper breaths to help yourself ease out of this practice. Starting to make some small stretches and movements to wake the body up. And taking a moment to notice how you're doing at the end of this practice. And acknowledging that you've taken some time today to look after yourself and simply to be.